Well, boys and girls, I want to speak to you just for a wee while this morning. And I want you to put up your hand if you like maths at school. Put up your hand if you like maths. Oh, there's maybe three, maybe four, five, six, seven. There's about seven, so there you are. I can count as well as you. But there's about seven boys and girls that like maths when they're at school. Now, I have to tell you a wee secret. I hated maths at school. I really, really detested doing maths. And I'm sorry if there's any teachers here this morning, and I'm demotivating children who already are demotivated, but I hated when it was maths time. Thursday morning in P6 was always mental arithmetic time. Maybe you call it mental maths now in school. And the teacher would get out a big red book, and we'd get out our pencils and our exercise books, and she'd call out all these bewildering numbers. And I would have to try and add them up or multiply them or divide them or do something wonderful with them. And I used to look around at all the brain boxes who sat at my desk and they were scribbling away and I didn't have a notion. And let you know another wee secret, I'd say my average score in mental maths tests when I was at school was about 3 out of 10. And I was actually quite proud of that. That was an improvement from the beginning of the year. I used to hate maths. I hated maths the whole way through secondary school as well. And if you're thinking about going to big school, I hate to tell you this, but it doesn't get any better. And we used to have a big blue textbook at school. And when I got my GCSE maths exam, I took it up to school and I gave it to my teacher. I was tempted to take it out to the back garden and burn it, but I thought it would be better to give it back to the school so they could use it. But as I've got older, I've realised that numbers can be actually really important. And numbers are about much more than just doing mental maths. Or maybe just about doing mathematics tests at school. Numbers can do things to us. Numbers can move us to tears. And numbers can make us roll about with laughter. Numbers can have a massive effect on the way we live our lives. And I've brought along some numbers this morning to talk to you about. And some of the numbers will amaze you. I hope some of the numbers will make you sad. And I think some of the numbers will make you laugh as well. Here's a very sad number, boys and girls. Did you know that in the world today, 3 billion people live on less than £1.50 a day? There's 3 billion people in the world today who have less than £1.50 a day. You think about that. Think about a £1 coin and a 50 pence piece, and imagine that your mummy or your daddy had to take that money, and from that they had to buy all the groceries for that day. They had to make sure that you had clothes to wear. Had to make sure that you had everything you needed. I don't think there's any of us here this morning could survive on that kind of money. There's some families in parts of Africa who survive on less than a month than you get for your pocket money alone. And you know, a number like that should really make us sad. That there's 3 billion people living in those conditions. You know what else it should do? It should make you very thankful. And it should make you really prayerful. So whenever food's brought to your table, and maybe there's Brussels sprouts, or there's spinach, or broccoli, or something else green, rather than turning your nose up and saying, "Ugh, I don't like that," you should give thanks to God that it's on your plate, and that your mummy and your daddy, or whoever looks after you, has the money to put it there. And you should thank God. And when you thank him, you should pray for the boys and girls in the world who don't have those kinds of things. Here's another number. The estimated number of languages in the world is 6,000. Imagine that, 6,000 languages. Now, another subject I wasn't very good at in school was French. And we had a French oral exam, which is where you had to speak to the teacher in French, and you were given a little card to read before the exam. And our teacher told us, just read the answer you have to give me. And don't worry about what I ask you in French, and then you'll answer well. So the teacher put the tape recorder on, and I had my answer worked out. He asked me a question, and I asked for 4 apples and an orange in perfect French. Only thing was, it asked me what sports I like playing, so it didn't really quite work. But there's 6,000 languages in the world. I think that's amazing. Here's another one. The average amount of time that people spend waiting for a phone to answer a year is 45 hours. Imagine that. The way sometimes you might see your mummy or your daddy and they have to ring somebody. And you'll see them when they lift the phone and they'll have to press different numbers and then they'll press another number and then you'll hear music coming out of the phone. And maybe mummy or daddy, they're maybe just not in the best of form when that happens. And they're waiting and they're waiting and they're tapping their foot and they're drumming their fingers and maybe they're just not feeling very happy. 45 hours a year we wait for people to answer the phone. Now, Here's a really unusual one. The number of mobile phones that have been eaten by dogs in the UK, 1 million. So if you're ever in the park, I don't know what the big park is in Lisburn, but you're in the park and a dog walks past you and you hear a ringing noise, you know it's one of the dogs. 1 million mobile phones eaten by dogs every year. Here's another good one. The miles of spaghetti eaten by the average Italian every year, 82 miles. So if you went to an Italian and you got all the spaghetti that they ate in a year, you could stretch it from here to Dublin Airport or thereabouts. Wouldn't that be fantastic? And here's another one. The amount of Americans who claim they've been abducted by aliens, 3.7 million. You see, didn't I tell you that numbers are more than mental maths? Numbers can make us feel good. Numbers can make us feel sad. Numbers can even move us to tears. Whenever I think about the Bible, I realise that numbers are really important in the Bible as well. I want to pick a couple of those numbers this morning and say why they're important. The number 3. There's a number that in the Bible is really, really important. Because we read in the Bible that, yes, there's one God, but he's in three persons. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And you might know the story about St. Patrick with the shamrock and how he used that to show that there's one God and three persons. And you know, boys and girls, we believe that about God. And that's difficult sometimes for us to understand. It's even difficult for mummies and daddies to understand. But God is three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Here's another really important number in the Bible. And it's the number 1. You know, boys and girls, the Bible tells us that God had one son. Can anybody tell me who God's one son was? You put your hand up, you can tell me. Yep. Jesus, that's right. We're told that Jesus was God's only begotten son. And the reason why number 1 is important in the Bible is this, that God loved you enough to give his one and only son. God loved you enough to allow and to send his only son to this earth and to send him to the cross at Calvary to die for you. And that's a really big measurement of God's love for us, that he loved you enough to put his son to death that you might be forgiven. Here's another number that's important. This is the last one, and this is a wee bit of a cheat because this isn't really a number, but infinity. Infinity. I wonder if you ever thought about infinity. Infinity just goes on and on and on and on. I want you to imagine that you were born with a very special gift. On the day that you were born, you were able to talk. And not only were you able to talk, but you're able to count. And I want you to imagine that from the first day of your life, you began to count right up until the day you died as an old man or an old woman. If you did that from the day you were born to the day you died as an old man or an old woman, you still wouldn't reach infinity. And imagine your sons and your grandsons and your great-grandsons and your great-great-great-grandsons and your and so on and so on. They all were able to do the same thing. They still wouldn't reach infinity. You know, boys and girls, the Bible tells us not only that God is three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, that God had one Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, that he sent to die for you, but the Bible tells us that if we trust in Jesus, then we'll have eternal, we'll have infinite, we'll have everlasting life in heaven with God. So, boys and girls, when you go into school tomorrow and you're sleepy-eyed and you can't really be bothered being there and your teacher says, right, take out your maths books or let's do some mental maths. Don't do what I did and just groan about having to do it. Remember that numbers can be important, but remember most of all that God loved you and he gave his son to die for you, and that if you trust in him today, you can receive forgiveness from God, you can receive a home in heaven and be with him for all eternity. Thanks for listening so well, and may God really bless you.